Well, Matt, let's start with the positive and the results yesterday against Whitley and the win on the road.
Yeah, two totally different games this weekend, you know, clearly. We went into Whitley Bay short-benched and we put together our most committed, battling three periods so far this season, and that was the difference. We worked hard in Whitley Bay and we did the simple things right, and we had, you know, performance right the way through the team, and that was what gave us those 2 points, and there are key 2 points. You know, it's always a tricky place to go, Whitley Bay, and yeah, the boys did well. You know, we were really, yeah, it was a great evening, and we worked hard and deserved everything we got.
And then coming into tonight, some tired legs perhaps, long journey yesterday, and no Ads Andrews as well after last night.
Well, yeah, tired legs, but we also had two or three extra bodies that didn't travel yesterday, so there's no excuses, you know. I think too many people were going through the motions tonight, and you know, when it got a bit tough in the second period, conceding quick goals, and we didn't switch on, and Hovey didn't, you know, I would say probably this evening the goalie had won back four or five of those goals, and he got let down by his teammates, and, you know, the boys quit. Simple as, you know, we spoke about that they quit in the second period, and it's just not acceptable.
Speaking about Tommy Nett, he made some fantastic saves throughout the course of the game tonight.
Yeah, he was better last night. He was better in Whitley Bay. 58 shots for 2 goals was even better percentages. But yeah, some areas he was left hang out to dry tonight, and he was flapping a little bit at times. But again, he's had a tough weekend. He's probably had about, you know, 110-120 shots in a weekend, missing Hadfield tonight, and yeah, it was tough for him, it was tough for the team, it was tough for us as coaches as well. You know, it's just one of those nights, and we hopefully just draw a line under it, and you know, you take a tough night tonight and it gets even tougher next week.
Next week we've got Telford, and looking ahead even further than that, Billingham beat Deeside by 9-4 this evening, so there's that one game gap now between ourselves and Deeside at the bottom of the table. We've got 2 games against them coming up as well. It's a very, very important 3 weeks coming up.
Yeah, every game is a tough one. Every game's important, and we saw that last night, picking up a couple last night in Whitley Bay. If we can grab a couple of points here and a couple of points there on games, I suppose we're not expecting to pick up, then even better. But yeah, we've got some big four game series coming up against Deeside and obviously Billingham throughout the season. So we've got some tough ones at the bottom end of the league, sort of like a mini league going off down the bottom. But all makes for an entertaining season. It's all about you know, it's a battle across that line at the end of the season. But we're a third of the way through now, and we've got to sharpen up. But you know, on the flip side, you know, you've got to deal with being in the highs of, you know, the highs of yesterday and the lows of today. You know, it hurts today. Yesterday was a good day, and you know, if we'd have come in, I suppose if we'd come in this weekend and say we'd picked up 2 points this weekend, we'd have took that probably at the start of the weekend. So yeah, we can't grumble.